AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has delivered a farewell address to the nation, saying he was confident America remains positioned to succeed, but concerned about
the dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. The dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
He ended on this note.
After 50 years of public service, I give you my word. I still believe in the idea for which this nation stands. A nation where the strength of our institutions and the character of our people matter and must endure. Now it's your turn to stand guard.
Biden also hailed an agreement between Israel and Hamas to, for now, pause the war in Gaza. Donna Warder has some analysis.
Middle East expert and international peace negotiator Naomi Bar-Yakov says Hamas is now in a weakened position. They have very little ammunition and their entire leadership has been taken out.
They're no longer popular in Gaza and they, you know, I think realize that it's time to try to end the war.
A ceasefire between the Israelis and Hamas could go into effect on Sunday, and Bar-Yakov says there's only one way to move forward, for each side to recognize the other's trauma.
The hurdles are immense. It's a long, long road to two states living side by side in peace, but that is the only way forward. The Middle East is a changed region now.
I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Conclave leads the race for the British Academy Film Awards, the BAFTAs. Ed Donahue has the story.
Conclave is a thriller set at the Vatican.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us.
I'm not.
Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
It has 12 nominations. BAFTA's Sarah Putt says this doesn't mean Conclave is going to win 12 awards.
It's closely followed by several others, by Emilio Perez, by The Brutalist, etc., etc., many of them in there. I think they're all demonstrating fantastic storytelling.
While the nominations were read in London, BAFTA's thoughts are with Hollywood and the deadly wildfires.
What's happened over there has been devastating, and at the moment what we are primarily concerned for is everybody's safety.
The BAFTAs will be handed out February 16th. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oscar nominations will be announced virtually next month. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.